Kim Matheson is the principal at Manning Aurora Composite School. She joins us on the line today. Kim, thank you very much for joining us. How's life going at the new school, if I may ask?
It's going well. It's going busy, but well.
How much was this new school needed, just out of curiosity?
I guess it depends on who you ask, in a sense, per se. We actually went through some value scoping in Manning quite a few years ago as the government was looking at best use and all that kind of buildings. And, again, making sure that all the space was usable and used. So Manning was deemed to have some excess space. And what they came up with their value scoping, would the best fit for our community would be a K-12 school.
That's a good point you bring up here, Kim, is the fact that you've gone from two schools now to one school that goes K-12. How is everybody adapting to the new school? I'm talking staff, students, stakeholders, support workers, the four S's.
You know, Keith, we've actually been very, very fortunate. We've got a very, very supportive community and also a parents' body as well. And our student body and staff have been extremely resilient. And to be totally frank, it's gone way better than I thought it would go. And the fact that people are willing to take the extra time, it's really, in a sense, building a new culture from the ground up. And that does take, again, time and different intentions and kind of building a certain focus and such, the direction that we want to go. And I have been so incredibly blessed to have supportive community members, like I mentioned before, and just our whole school community kind of embraced the whole idea, and that just made life so much easier moving into a new building.
Yeah, I was going to ask here, Kim, how has the feedback been from parents and stakeholders as well as the community?
Very positive. To kind of put things into perspective, the school that we moved into is, if you put the two, the elementary school and the high school together, the school that we moved into is actually basically the same square footage footprint as the old high school. So we moved two schools into one building that was, the kids were used to having kind of, I guess, more space for. That was a 7-12 building. And so it is a little snugger. You know, we have one spot in the hallway, which, you know, it's a little tighter kind of getting through at break time and such that way. We do have to share some lockers. But generally, it's been extremely, extremely well supported in the fact that community use. We have a lot of community is in and out of here constantly. And they were, of course, I was the principal of the elementary school formerly, so I can speak to that a little bit. The elementary school was very much a community use school that way, and it very kind of led into this as well. So from different events, from different, I guess, organizations using it, to sporting events that we've hosted provincially and also zone-wise, it's gone well. Like I said, there are bumps, of course, that way. I would say the biggest, not bump, but, you know, concern or maybe frustration would be sometimes is just kind of finishing up those deficiencies in that. We're learning that as we live in a northern Alberta community, sometimes it's more challenging to get trades and supplies up here as quickly as we'd like.
Good points you bring up here, Kim. Again, the fact that this new school has been now put into fruition and it's underway and everybody's doing well, could this possibly mean an open door or two for maybe some more resources to come into the Manning area, especially as you were talking, the trades?
We have had conversations with different stakeholders as well. We, in addition to the new building here, like the, I guess, main building we call it, we also have a different project that was undertaken by Peace River School Division that involved the old bus garage in Manning. So the old bus garage has been completely revamped to a CTS lab. So it's capable of, you know, hosting welding classes, construction classes, small mechanics classes and such that way. So we're hoping with the facility here and the fact that it's not directly attached to the school, it'll open up a few doors as well. We've had actually numerous community members come forward looking to say, hey, we have this skill. Is that something you would kind of consider? We've spoken to other large businesses in the area that are looking to just about grow their own workforce. They're looking for, you know, millwrights or something like that. And is there a way that we could partner with and move things forward for the students to become employees eventually within our community?
The embracing, I guess, not necessarily the returning, but the embracing of the MAC. Is it the MAC or the MACs?
Manning Aurora Composite School, we call it, we go to MAX, Manning Aurora Composite School that way. The kids call themselves, of course, their little MAC Raiders, their big Raiders and little Raiders, depending what grade you're in.
Is there a possibility that the Embrace could return to the Max?
I think we have great possibilities, and the fact that we are a very rural community, and oftentimes in the past what we've done, even with our own staffing here, is we've kind of grown our own. The teachers, many teachers that work here are homegrown. They've come back. They've done practicums and placements and such here, and now they're employed. And we hope that we can see the same thing with the trades in our community. Again, skilled people are hard to find, and we want to make sure that our community is well set up to continue moving forward, and that we also have a sense of pride and a sense of purpose in our students within our school community and our greater community.
Probably the student population, and for that matter, some members of the staff, there are probably a few hockey fans in the school. I got to ask.
There might be.
I got to ask, though, has the Campbell Cup been in the school yet?
It has not. It has not. We do. We have connected. We have some plans, hopefully. But I tell you, we had lots of Comet Spirit Days and, you know, signage and that kind of stuff. So I think just across the parking lot, the Comets probably found a huge fan base for their quest for the Cup this year.
Here's hoping that the Campbell Cup does make it to Manning Aurora's at Composite because, well, it's been a while since Manning was the champions.
It has. I have faith that it will. We have, like, lots of fans and lots of connections. Small communities are great in some, you know, that kind of situation.
I appreciate this. Kim Matheson is the principal at Manning Aurora Composite School. Kim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.